Hello, this is Saul Reichlin. Hydrocortisone, the natural human glucocorticoid hormone, became available in the late 1940s and was first used for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis with spectacular results. It was followed by a range of synthetic steroids, more potent and selective, like dexamethasone. Then, in the late 1960s, another synthetic steroid developed for inflammatory conditions of the skin was introduced, beclomethasone dipropionate, BDP. This new topically active steroid proved very effective. From here, it was a relatively short but important step to formulate this drug for inhalation and to try it in asthma. Isolated in the middle of Hong Kong is the so-called walled city of Kowloon. It is the heartland of the triads. Its name in Chinese, Hak Nam, means darkness. It exists today as a political anachronism, left outside the jurisdiction of China and Britain since the founding of the Republic in 1912. Between the shop fronts of illicit mouth doctors with their displays of lurid machinery in Tung Tau Chen Street are small, narrow openings leading down into claustrophobic shadows that conceal the sinister world of the walled city's criminal empire of vice and narcotics. Dimly lit by stolen electricity, a twilight world of twisting alleyways is gradually revealed, leading off into a maze of barely concealed menace.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 20th century that Pontyprince affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed that we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life in other franchises. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds just as superior as ours regarded our business with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Man's quest for material well-being over the centuries has been tied largely to the harnessing of various forms of energy. And from the early days when he learned to use fire for heat and light, fuels have played a vital role in improving man's lifestyle. Dramatic examples of this are fireworks and various forms of explosives. Energy from batteries is yet another method. A battery converts chemical energy into electrical energy and provides us with portable electrical power. With the introduction of the Philips Metalkaline range, the technology developed over the last 100 years since Leclanché's pioneering work has come to maturity. Now, there is a range of batteries which offers the consumer a safe, reliable, and efficient portable energy source for all modern-day requirements. There are two sides to most of us. A happy-go-lucky side which wants to be popular, enjoy life, and get on with people. And a more responsible side, a side which knows that running a store efficiently isn't all smiles and popularity. In this video, we'll see both sides in operation. Here we see just one side, the more carefree side, of store manager Graham Jones arriving for work. We'll call this character Graham Jones the Lesser. Whilst this character here, similar enough on the outside, is the very different Graham Jones the Better. Managing is interfering. Interfering positively. Thanks to Mr. Jones the Better, Bill on the back door now sees the importance of his job. If anything, this interference has improved his motivation. Good community relations are crucial for the type of policing we in Cleveland currently enjoy. For this very reason, we will build upon the confidence the community have invested in us. Our service plan will provide us with an ideal platform to meet the challenges ahead. The high level of commitment from every member of the force, whatever their rank or role, is a fine example of our professionalism. Why? Because Cleveland Constabulary cares.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted with that, Saul.
Okay.
That's absolutely first class.